The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
3687, 800-319-3687.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Sounds like a good plan to me. I'll tell you, Passport would love to have you drop by. They're all set up to take care of you in these unusual, is that the word, these strange and unusual times that we're in. They are all set up at all of the Passport stores. They have it all set up to work with you. Let's put it this way, from a distance but intimately all at once. How's that? You know? In light of the pandemic, they still want to serve your automobile needs. And I got to tell you, folks, I've been with Passport personally for a number of years now and have not regretted one moment of it. I suggest check out the one that you're interested in. Dealership, one nearest you. They are scattered around in different places, very easy to find and get to. Coming up today on the show in a couple of minutes, talk with Cheryl Chumley. She's an online opinion editor at Washington Times. I love her boldness with which she addresses issues such as this one. Coronavirus hype, biggest political hoax in history. I wonder what she really believes. Huh? We're going to she's going to be joining me in a few minutes to explain why she and others, in my view, who have their heads screwed on straight on this thing, or somewhat at least, none of us understands it all perfectly, but there are voices like this one that we need to bring balance to the incredible skewing is the word I was, well, there may be another word there as well, but skewing to the left, skewing to the extreme, or perhaps for all the wrong motives. But anyway, Cheryl will join me in a few minutes to talk about it. Dee Whitten was with me last week. He is the executive director of North Star. And we talked together about how churches can adjust their focus so that they can come out of this pandemic stronger and healthier. And they do have a Wednesday morning pastor's virtual conference that he invited anybody to attend on Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock, lasts about an hour. So I'm going to re-air that a little later this hour, so those of you who may have missed it can benefit from it as well. And the invitation that he has given carte blanche, really, to anybody who wants to join them. Luann Sabatier, of course, on Mondays joins us frequently from 21 Wilberforce. We're going to talk about a couple of things. The latest annual report just released from USERF, that is the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. And also, we talked about this with Luann last week, but I wanted to reiterate it because it's coming up tonight, as a matter of fact. The launching of the 21 Wilberforce Global Freedom Center. And the inaugural virtual event that's happening tonight to really kind of launch this remarkable new effort on the part of 21 Wilberforce. And that's going to be open to everybody tonight as well. We'll have the lynch. It's Monday. Is that what the problem is, Julie? I'm getting these rented lips fixed or a new pair. Launching tonight. It's going to launch tonight. at 6:30, I think it is. Anyway, we have all that details coming up with Luann, and that's top of next hour. Also next hour, people have been saying, well, what's going to happen this year in light of the pandemic with the National Day of Prayer? I can tell you some good news. It's still on. Not in the same configuration by any means, and understandably, it's not going to be what it was last year with tens of thousands gathering here and so forth and across the country, but it will occur. And in fact, the point is it's not been canceled. It's not being postponed. But as my guest next hour will say, and that's Dion Elmore, he's vice president of marketing and public relations for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. He says it's going to look different. It's going to look very different from years past, but nonetheless, very powerful, very exciting, very important. And so we want you to have those pieces of information as well. And then last but certainly not least, we've had her on the show a while back, and she's a wonderful, she's a wonderful physician for one thing, but she's a specialist when it comes to children's needs. Meg Meeker is a very experienced, I think I'm going to go home, take a nap, and come back. How will that be? I'm just talking too fast. My brain my lips can't keep up with my brain, or vice versa. Anyway, Meg Meeker has spent more than 30 years as a practicing pediatrician, and she was here last year talking about her book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. Well, she's put out an e-book, and heads up, this is free. This is a free e-book that she's just written for you families and you moms and dads. It's called 7 Tips for Staying Sane When Life Turns Upside Down, or when the coronavirus, for example, shows up. So she's going to join us next hour to tell us more about what's in that e-book and why some of the issues she addresses are so important. For example, we'll talk about what she's hearing from parents right now. What are their biggest concerns during this with their kids? How can parents and families optimize this time to get closer to each other, not necessarily physically, but really begin to connect in a new way with one another, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a number of questions that she'll be ready to deal with coming up in the next hour. So that's kind of a rather sloppy setting of the table for the afternoon. I hope it improves as the afternoon unfolds, and I'll give it my best shot. How's that? In any event, we do want to thank those of you who've already jumped in our exciting campaign for this month, American Leprosy Mission. Our goal is to literally bring hope, healing, and a life, a rescued life to a lot of leprosy victims, so many of them children who, if we can get a treatment to them, it's a one-time treatment. In other words, they don't have to come back year after year, but it can cure leprosy in these children before it begins to really enter into their bodies and devastate them to the point where, as in biblical times, those who are afflicted by it have to be totally separated from their culture. That's still going on today. But if we can help get these children treated before all of that begins to unfold in the early stages of the disease, we literally rescue their lives and bring them back from the brink. So we've been working on that together already. We'll give you some totals. Scott Wilder will be with me tomorrow and Wednesday to focus in on it. But it's a great ministry, and we'll keep you posted as we proceed. Thank you for those who already over the weekend have been making some gifts and helping us get started.
This year, join together with believers from around the world who are committed to spending more time in God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and it was enough. But is God's Word truly foundational in your life? Year of the Bible is a global campaign to see more people engaged in Scripture than ever before. Make this the year that you fall in love with the Bible. Join the campaign by visiting yearofthebible.com and see what God does in your life when you get into His Word. Scripture reading plans, other resources, and information about Together 2020, a Bible tribute event this summer in D.C., available online. yearofthebible.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way through our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The vast fiscal crisis descending on states as a result of COVID-19 will challenge them all. But the financial burdens brought about by the massive tax revenue losses caused by the virus should not be conflated with the pre-existing financial conditions of many states. Some states will try to secure financial bailouts for long-practiced profligacies and do so at the expense of the more thrifty, prudent states. New York Governor Cuomo has been raising his voice, literally, trying to divert attention from this core dilemma, using the genuine suffering in an anti-McConnell press as a shield. But Governor Cuomo shouldn't be allowed to cloud the clear vision of the massive problem. The coming debate really isn't about Trump, Cuomo, or McConnell. It's about structural federalism, the genius of our republic. This isn't about grace. Much grace in the form of vast grants of funds has already been given. It's about federalism, and it's about prudence. That which gets rewarded gets repeated. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
The Don Kroah Show on WABA. My guest is the online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Her column last week really caught my attention. Coronavirus hype, biggest political hoax in history. Opening sentences, the coronavirus is real. The response to it is hyped. And in time, she wrote, this hype will be revealed as politically hoaxed. In fact, COVID-19 will go down as one of the political world's biggest, most shamefully overblown, overhyped, and irrationally inflated, and outrightly deceptive, flawed responses to a health matter in American history. Well, I've asked Cheryl Chemley, the author of those words, to join me to elaborate. I like the words. I like her thinking. I like her columns. And Cheryl, it's always good to talk with you. Thanks for taking time today.
Don, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to chat with you again.
Now, you, in the first three paragraphs, or I should say three paragraphs into the column, you write, the facts are this. COVID-19 is a real disease that sickens some, proves fatal to others, mostly the elderly, and does nothing to the vast majority. That's it. That, in a nutshell, is it. First of all, your column's been out a few days now. What kind of feedback or reaction have you gotten to it so far?
Well, death threats, for one. That's about 20% of the emails and responses I've received. The other 80%, believe it or not, people are unbelievably thankful. I mean, it's touching reading some of the messages that people have sent me. People who have been thinking the same thing and just nowhere to turn because they feel as if they're alone in thinking what I wrote about, they read it. And, you know, I mean, it just resonates. It's really touching and humbling.
Now, you premise a lot of your column on the advice, counsel, if you will, information of two men, Dan Erickson and Artin Massa, doctors themselves and co-owners of an accelerated urgent care in California. Talk about what you learned from them that helped you in this regard with this article.
Well, to be honest, I what I wrote about in this commentary, I've been writing about for weeks now. And then these two doctors came along and they were in essence saying what I had been opining for weeks. And I used their statements to bolster the fact that the numbers coming out about COVID-19 are suspect at best. They're based on computer modeling, which is, as we all know, people who watch climate change alarmism. This is the same type of computer modeling that climate change alarmists use to say that the world will end in 12 years. So right off, that's a red flag. Computer modeling is, in other words, another way of saying guessing. And then if you also look at how the hospitals have been reporting cases of COVID-19, that is highly suspect as well, because governors around the nation have ordered hospitals to stop doing any type of elective surgeries. In other words, governors have dried up hospitals' normal means of generating revenue. And so hospitals, in order to keep their operations up and running, have accepted stimulus dollars from the federal government, meaning we the taxpayers, to treat coronavirus patients. So that puts the hospitals in the position of having to find as many COVID-19 patients as possible in order to get money from the federal government because they can't get money by their normal means. So to me, that's another red flag. That's another conflict of interest in the reporting. So when you look at that and you look at the ever-changing numbers of the coronavirus, that started out as 1 million, as 2 million, down to 100,000. I think the latest now is 37,000 in terms of deaths in America, projected deaths. It's something that's yet the third red flag. I mean, common sense will tell you that what is happening with COVID-19 is just a best guess in even the medical experts' eyes.
And you also quoted even in March, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on this issue of the models, he said, I've seen a model of the diseases I've dealt with where the worst case actually came out. But then he said, I've never seen a model of the diseases I've dealt with where the worst case predicted by the models actually came out. In fact, he said, they always overshoot. And yet that seems to be lost in all of the verbiage that's going on here.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So we have the guy that's taken over the White House podium in terms of putting forth how America's policy should go forward in dealing with COVID-19. We have him, in his own words, coming out and saying that the computer modeling used to justify the government crackdown on individual liberties is wrong. They always overshoot. So it's, like you said, that common sense is being lost. And in this atmosphere of fear, we are just all caving to our constitutional rights. And I'm just worried that in the long term, we're not going to get back what we've lost. Look at what's happening to business people around America right now. How are they going to get their businesses up and running?
I couldn't agree with you more. I share that long-term concern that a new normal will emerge out of this, that we'll see some of our constitutional rights, maybe not lost, but degraded, let's put it that way. And you also point out in the column that the argument is, well, listen, this virus is different. This virus is far worse than anything we've ever seen before. But you address that issue as well.
Well, every virus is different. I mean, the flu virus, every year, it morphs into something else. COVID-19, mark these words, it'll morph into COVID-20 enough. You know, vaccines, they don't completely eradicate viruses and diseases and so forth. They're good for preventive measures, but at this point, are we going too far? Are we going too across the constitutional line than what is being justified by the numbers, by the numbers of deaths, the numbers of those who get sick? And I would say, yes, we are. And increasingly, which is a note of optimism, there are plenty in the medical profession and in the legal profession who are saying similarly. A bright ray of sunshine right now is Attorney General William Barr, who is telling states, he's putting them on notice and saying, if you go too far, particularly with the shuttering of churches, then the full force of the federal government may be breathing down upon you. And that's what we need right now in order to not just get a new normal. We need our old normal back, and we need challenging these government crackdowns and the government, the Attorney General's office and local U.S. attorneys fighting back on behalf of the people against some of these more unconstitutional crackdowns.
You also cite one of your sources there, Erickson, who talked about, basis of what we've known for years. When you take human beings and you say, go to your house, clean your counters, Lysol them down, et cetera, wear the masks, all of this, that actually, this sheltering in place actually tends to decrease a person's immune system. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Well, I mean, just common sense. Remember when you were growing up, your mother used to send you outside, go get some fresh air, go outside and get some fresh air. And when you were sick, after you were laying in bed sick for a while, what would your mother do? Come in and open the windows, freshen the air. Well, that's based on medical advice that is based on sound scientific and medical findings. Fresh air, sunshine, all these things have a positive psychological effect. It's actual a physical positive effect. Doctors tell you to go out and get fresh air during virus season because it actually decreases your chances of getting the virus, which defies logic when you look at what Governor Newsom has done in California with trying to shut down beaches, which if any place in America you could find fresh air virus-free, it would be on the oceans, right, where the breeze is blowing bacteria away from people. But I don't know if this is the new normal that we're looking at, government trying to take advantage of this crisis for political gain, or if people in the end are going to win out and we're going to come back to a saner America. But I hope it's door number two on this.
Well, I do too. Sebastian Gorka and I talked Friday about this very thing on the show, and I had said to him, I suspect you'll react the same way. I said, isn't it interesting? It seems that the controversy over this virus tends to fall along political lines. It's the Democrat governors that seem to be the most heavy-handed, the Democrat mayors. Is there something to that in your mind?
Of course there is. Democrats in their own words say never let a crisis go to waste. This is the Democratic playbook, to take whatever political tool they can and just drive it in. And yes, they will play along and say that they are concerned about Americans' health. But at the same time, if they can score political hits against President Trump, if they could buoy their subpar candidate for president, Joe Biden, up using coronavirus, if they can just expand government's reach in states and localities using coronavirus, Democrats will certainly do that as well.
In this last moment, what are you going to be writing about in the near future that we should watch for?
I am going to be writing about the coronavirus until the cows come home, until people wake up, and we get this country back. That's what I'm going to be writing about.
All right. Well, thank you for doing it. Thanks for the availability to talk about it.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Corona hype, biggest political hoax in history. That's a column from April 28th. It's an analysis opinion column at the Washington Times. And some good stuff in there, far more than we had time to really get into. But Cheryl Chumley writes with courage and with honesty, and I appreciate that. We'll take a break. Come back with more, folks. Stay with us.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
This year, join together with believers from around the world who are committed to spending more time in God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and it was enough. But is God's Word truly foundational in your life? Year of the Bible is a global campaign to see more people engaged in Scripture than ever before. Make this the year that you fall in love with the Bible. Join the campaign by visiting yearofthebible.com and see what God does in your life when you get into His Word. Scripture reading plans, other resources, and information about Together 2020, a Bible tribute event this summer in D.C., available online. yearofthebible.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In Virginia, GW Parkway in very bad shape due to a fallen tree closing your roadway on the southbound side. All lanes closed between the George Bush Center for Intelligence and trying to pass 123. Also northbound, also seeing closures due to this fallen tree. Sluggish in both directions. You want to avoid GW Parkway in both directions near 123 there. Also, DC 295 trying to recover from a northbound incident. Now blocking your left lane to Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll be sluggish with delays from the 11th Street Bridge. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith, the traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll have clear skies early, then increasing clouds, the low 48. Tomorrow into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with a touch of rain, the high tomorrow 56, the low tomorrow night 47, Wednesday's high 54. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Thursday, expect a passing shower or two, Thursday's high 63. Cloudy skies Friday with a little rain, it'll be cool with a high of 60. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. Well, you can make some good use of the time you have at home right now. No Safe Spaces, number one political documentary 2019, available to watch at home right now. Share with your family. And we know there's a lot of content out there, most of it being pushed by companies that, believe me, don't share our values. But this one does. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla. And you, I tell you, it'll make you laugh and maybe make you cry as well. It has been turned down by Hollywood in terms of helping market it. That ought to tell you something about it. Netflix won't touch it either. Amazon. But you can see it by going to nosafespaces.com, and you can do it at a 25% discount. Just go to nosafespaces.com and order it, but make sure you use the SAVE25 discount code for our WAVA listeners. Again, that's nosafespaces.com. Discount code is SAVE25, and it'll give you 25% off the price of the film. Well, as we've said a number of times, we're throughout this crisis, if you will, this pandemic, we are intentionally bringing voices to these microphones that really help encourage, help give insight, help give balance, kind of help determine where, as followers of Christ especially, and where the church itself ought to be. And we have a number of nationally recognized and local pastors and Christian leaders coming to the microphones to just talk with us and share their thoughts and kind of give us an insight as to what's happening in their world and among those that they work with. One of those is my guest right now, Dee Whitten. Many of you know him. Dee is a former pastor, served as a senior pastor for a number of years, served, in fact, in several congregational settings as pastor, currently serving as the executive director of North Star. It's a network of nearly 180 churches here in the Northern Virginia area. And he brings a lot of experience to that ministry itself, but he and North Star are doing some special things that I wanted you to know about as well. So, Dee, an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be on with you, Don. Appreciate the invitation.
Tell folks who may not know much about it just a little bit about North Star itself first.
Okay, North Star Church Network is an association of 175 Baptist background churches in the Northern Virginia and D.C. area. 70 of those congregations are international churches, so it's a very diverse group of folks within the Baptist family. And our mission is to energize churches to carry out their God-given mission.
Talk about, if you would, what you're hearing back from some of these pastors so far. I bet each one of them could tell his own story as to what they're getting kind of out on the grassroots. But what sort of anecdotal feedback are you getting so far from the congregations?
You know, we are trying to stay in close personal touch with the pastors of our churches. And even though this has been a very challenging time for our churches, do not change very quickly. But during the last few weeks, they've had to make some tremendous changes. And I would say almost all of our churches are really facing this crisis in a very positive way. I've been encouraged by the churches in North Star. Almost all of them are finding ways to make it happen in the midst of this crisis. And I'll just mention a few ways that that's going on in our churches. Almost all of them, even the smaller churches, are live streaming their services on Sunday morning, finding some way to do that, either live streaming or using Facebook Live or YouTube, but they're finding a way to get their services across on Sunday mornings. Our small groups are meeting in Zoom meetings, of course. They're having Zoom meetings for their church meetings, pastoral care by phone, and youth and children's leaders, I've been very fascinated. They're finding ways to connect with their families and pass resource materials on to the parents to work with their children. And that's been a very positive thing. And just a few anecdotal stories. There's one church that has been taking pizzas to the emergency room of the hospital near them for the workers to have pizza. They're taking pizzas to nursing homes where they have some of their members staying. One pastor got in the back of his pickup truck in the hospital parking lot and had a huge sign saying, "We're praying for you and God bless you and thank you," to the staff as they looked out from the windows of the hospital. A church is partnered with Convoy of Hope, which is a Christian nonprofit organization. They've delivered tons of food to their community. And three of our churches in D.C. have partnered together and pulled together the churches in D.C. to have a 24-hour, 7-day this week prayer chain for the whole community of D.C. and Maryland and Northern Virginia called Awaken D.C. So there's been some exciting things going on in our churches.
It is exciting. It really is. And the church ought to be, I agree, proactive in any way it can. And as you say, each church can be creative in that regard as to how they best minister to their neighborhoods or to their congregants. Talk also, if you would, for a moment, before we get to something very important. I know that's the pastoral Zoom programs. We'll get to that in a minute. But in general, how else might congregations respond to their culture, to their community in these difficult times? We know that we've been greatly inhibited as churches and pastors as to what we can do, but you've already said some of them are finding creative ways around that. Any recommendations you have for folks that just they're not just sure how they can approach this whole thing when it's all over?
Well, I think there's a lot of things churches need to learn from this experience that they will want to continue focusing on. For one thing, this is turned our churches from an inward focus to an outward focus just because of the necessity that because we can't use our church buildings anymore, it doesn't mean we're not the church. And in fact, we're serving as a church even more than ever probably now. And so you want to keep the technology going. One of our churches said the first Sunday they live streamed their service that it was like Easter Sunday for them because they had more people than they had ever had attend their church through their live streaming and being online. And so they'll want to keep that up. Even when people can come back in person, they'll be able to reach a lot more people by continuing their live streaming and the small groups the same way. Keep the Zoom going with small groups. Even though we get back in person, there'll be some folks that can't make it, but they can make it through Zoom. I'm very impressed with the children and youth ministers who are providing material for parents to use with their children. Actually, that's the way spiritual development needs to take place anyway in the home, is the parents discipling their own children. And so I hope that doesn't go back to just being a Sunday morning kind of practice in our churches, but that we continue to resource parents to work with their children throughout the week. North Star has been focusing on the art of neighboring for a couple of years, which I think is the best way to do outreach in our culture. And that's just simply we've been training our churches to and church members to just love their neighbors, to learn the names of their neighbors and pray for their neighbors and reach out to their neighbors in very practical ways. And so this is a great time to do that during this pandemic is for folks just to pray for their neighbors and love them and care for them and find practical ways to reach out to them.
Well, as you mentioned, and I'm glad you brought that point up just now, because you mentioned a little bit ago, this really is an opportune time for evangelism, for sharing the gospel. People who perhaps haven't thought about church or God for a long time are really shaken. I'm talking about the non-believers who've been going on with their lives, you know, and if they have spiritual thoughts or thoughts about God in the future, they've been kind of on the back shelf. This brings everything forward as a crisis like this does. So it seems to me, I've told our own folks, you know, John 4, Jesus' words there with the woman at the well, and the whole village came out on her testimony. He said, lift up your eyes and look, the fields are white unto harvest. I think that's where we are now. What do you think?
I certainly agree with that wholeheartedly. Our church buildings are shut down for the most part, but the church is not shut down. In fact, the church has been liberated in some sense. We're out there now ministering to people directly, and the priesthood of all believers is taking place. People are seeing their responsibility to pray for neighbors who are in need and reach out to them and care for them, co-workers and so forth. So it's kind of unleashed the church out of the building into the community and into the city, I think.
Tell us about the Pastor Zoom Forum. I believe it meets every Wednesday morning. Two questions about it. One, what is it? And two, is it available only to North Star pastors or what?
No, this would be open to any pastors that'd like to jump on board. We started out, of course, advertising with our North Star pastors, but we just felt the need to be in touch with our pastors in a special way and provide some training for how to deal with this crisis. And so on Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock, we do send out a link that pastors can get on board with. But if pastors would like to get on board that we don't have their email address, just contact us at North Star. Let us know that, and we'll be glad to add them to our link. But we've started out with about 25, 30 pastors for the first week, and each week it's increased in numbers. We're up to about 40 pastors. that just got on board, and we're just checking with them, seeing how things are going for a few minutes, and then also providing some specific training. We had Dave Runyon, who wrote the book, The Art of Neighboring, lives out in Colorado. He came on board with us one week to talk about how you can do neighboring more effectively. And we're trying to be very practical in the information we provide. And we only last an hour because we know pastors are very busy during this time.
Final question, Dee, in that regard, if folks who are hearing it want to join, don't have the connection, exactly how do they get in touch with North Star? What should they do?
They can get in touch with me, and I'll pass the information on to one of my assistants who can get them hooked up. But my email address is the letter D Witten, W-H-I-T-T-E-N, at northstarcnet.org. Northstarcnet.org. We'd love to have them jump on board with us.
All right. We'll give them that again. But thank you, Dee, for taking time to talk with us. God bless you.
That's great. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it so much.
Dee Witten, Executive Director of North Star, and as we said, it's a very large and growing network of pastors throughout the Northern Virginia, D.C. area. And as he said, if you want to join them for that pastor's Zoom forum every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., and you don't have the connection, just email him at D, the letter D, Witten, W-I-T-T-E-N, at northstarcnet.org. Again, that's Dee Witten at northstarcnet.org. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Kroah Show.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A rebound in tech shares helped stocks manage very modest gains to open the new week on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials edged up 26 points, the S&P 500 added 12, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 105, that's 1.25%. A veteran Amazon engineer has quit his job at the e-commerce giant, saying he did so in response to the recent firings of employees who had raised concerns about protections for warehouse workers during the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Bray, a vice president, said he departed, quote, in dismay at Amazon firing whistleblowers. No response from the company regarding Bray's blog post and his decision to quit. It's been a tough go of it of late for Tyson Foods. The company has had to close some plants recently due to outbreaks of the coronavirus. It has seen its operating margin decline in multiple segments, and this morning it reported much weaker than expected fiscal second quarter earnings, along with a revenue shortfall. In response, Tyson shares tumbled nearly 8%. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out.
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. There'll be all kinds of stories coming out of all this we're going through. Some of them tragic, of course, people losing their lives. And some of them strange and unusual. And some of them just plain good news. For example, corona-free. First Israeli hospital closes its corona ward. The corona ward in this hospital treated some of the worst coronavirus cases in the country, but that hospital has now been shuttered because all of its patients have gone home. It's the Asuta Hospital in Ashdod, and at the height of the coronavirus crisis, it treated dozens of patients in its dedicated coronavirus ward, losing one elderly patient to pre-existing conditions at an early stage in the pandemic. But this week, the hospital closed the corona ward because all of its patients had recovered. The closure of Asuta's corona section provides a clear sign that Israel has turned the corner in the coronavirus. We need that kind of good news as well. And there are some other, I'm sure, good news stories. I tell you, folks, I'm not a conspiratorialist, if you will, by nature. I don't see things that aren't there. It's not the way my brain works to begin with, but I do have strong suspicions of what's been being done with this particular pandemic. I don't trust those on the left. No, my dad used to say, I wouldn't trust the man's word for good morning. I'd have to go out and look. And, you know, that's the kind of skepticism that I think sadly is deserved with some of the stuff we've been being told. And so you need to really evaluate who it is that's doing the speaking and what they're trying, what their motive is, what they're really after. So anyway, we got to take another quick break and we'll come back and wrap up the hour.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a five-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash-out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
United Mortgage Corp., Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart.
TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
This year, join together with believers from around the world who are committed to spending more time in God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and it was enough. But is God's Word truly foundational in your life? Year of the Bible is a global campaign to see more people engaged in Scripture than ever before. Make this the year that you fall in love with the Bible. Join the campaign by visiting yearofthebible.com and see what God does in your life when you get into His Word. Scripture reading plans, other resources, and information about Together 2020, a Bible tribute event this summer in D.C., available online. Yearofthebible.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Churches and places of worship around the world have closed to ward off the spread of coronavirus. But thanks to technology, groups can still worship together online. In the coming weeks, as tensions escalate, people of faith will be called upon to serve and be a comfort to others. And online church services will be a medicine for the mind and soul. So remember, together we'll get through this.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Told you that strange stories coming out of all of this, and they will continue. Where else but California? All right. Police in California say traffic on a busy stretch of highway came to an absolute halt when people got out of their vehicles to start retrieving medical face masks that had been littering the roadway. California Highway Patrol said troopers stationed at Hayward, California, received word last Wednesday that a large quantity of medical masks had spilled in the southbound lanes of I-880. I mean, it's an interstate, right? I have a picture here, too. Amazing. The spill caused traffic delays when people actually stopped their vehicles in traffic lanes to get out and retrieve the masks. The California Department of Transportation crew with a sweeper truck was brought to the scene to clear up. You know, you're afraid of getting the virus and maybe getting sick enough to die. So you get out in California traffic on the interstate to scoop up a few masks, huh? CHP Hayward wants to remind you it's never safe to step out of your vehicle on an active freeway. Please remain in your vehicles for your safety so CHP can handle any debris calls. And I have, with the news story, there's a clip, a snapshot, a picture of one guy's back seat. The door's open, and on the back seat, I don't know, there must be a couple of hundred masks that he took the time to grab off the busy highway. Oh, like I say, well, Gore Vidal had the best line that I've ever heard about California, and I lived there for a while. I lived there as my junior year of high school there, and then I spent a brief period of time helping with my dad's pastoral ministry after I came out of college in Monterey. But Gore Vidal was on Johnny Carson one night. I just happened to catch the line that he said. Apparently, this was after Johnny had moved, I think, from New York City, where he'd done the show for years, to California, and Vidal was sitting on that legendary couch over to Johnny's right, bantering and talking, and Johnny said, well, Gore Vidal said, well, how do you like it out here in California? And Johnny first told the joke about, he said, you know, in New York, he said, they don't have walk and don't walk street signs when you cross the street. The first one says, go ahead, I dare you. And then he said, when you get halfway across, it flashes, nice try. But he said, in California, everything's laid back. And then Vidal said, well, he said, you know, you stand the United States on its edge and all the nuts fall into California. All of that to say that latest out of Hayward, California, people actually getting out on the freeway. And as I say, the irony of being so afraid of the disease, the coronavirus, that they want those masks. On the other hand, maybe entrepreneurs, they figure if they get enough of them, they could sell them, right? Anyway, we'll get to more serious things coming up in the next hour. Stay with us.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.